You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in this episode, which is about how to understand business objectives to get the best possible IP, comes from Stephen Key.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission here is pretty simple. We take an interesting source, pull out the key stuff, and get you up to speed fast.
Yep, informed quickly.
Exactly. So today we're diving into a really, really insightful interview. It's from the CEIPI IP Business Talks YouTube channel, and it features Stephen Key.
Ah, Stephen Key. Yeah, lots of practical advice there.
Definitely. If you're an inventor, maybe an entrepreneur, or, you know, just interested in how ideas actually become real things, this one's for you.
Absolutely. You know, watching that CEIPI interview, what really jumped out was just how much practical wisdom he has. You could almost feel the interviewer being surprised again and again.
Yeah, like, wow, you actually did all this.
Right. It's not just theory. This is someone who's really been there, done that, navigating IP licensing products for years.
Totally. And his origin story is kind of fascinating, too. He basically started his own company to license ideas because, well, he felt he didn't have other job skills.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. And that path just forced him to get really good at protecting those ideas using all the IP tools out there. So now it feels like his big mission is just sharing what he learned, which is what that CEIPI chat was all about.
And that makes it super valuable, right? It's distilled experience. He knows what works, but maybe more importantly, where people tend to mess up.
Okay, so let's get right into it then. One of the first big things Stephen Key really hammered home in that CEIPI talk was this vital link, this connection between patents and your actual business goals.
Yeah, this is fundamental. His point was, a patent isn't valuable in a vacuum. It only really matters if it directly helps what you're trying to achieve business-wise.
Sounds simple, but he really stressed it. Like, before you even think IP, inventors, entrepreneurs, you gotta have clear goals. What's the point? What makes your thing different? And he said, that's on you. You can't just hand that off.
Right, you need to own that part.
So, okay, for someone listening now, maybe they have an idea. What are like the first three specific business questions they should ask themselves before even dialing a patent attorney, based on what Key was saying?
Good question. All right, first, I'd say, what specific problem does my invention solve and for who? Get really clear on that pain point.
Okay, problem and customer. Got it.
Second, what's my end game here? Am I going to make and sell this myself, or am I really looking to license it out to a bigger company? Because your IP needs will look very different.
Right, manufacturer versus license. Makes sense. Number three.
Third, what's my unique selling point? Really, what makes my solution stand out from everything else already out there? Knowing that tells you what you actually need to protect.
That nails it down. And Key, in that CEIPI interview, tied this straight into something super practical.
Yeah.
Can you actually make the thing?
Yeah, manufacturing feasibility. He basically said a patent's kind of worthless if you can't produce the invention at a place people will actually pay.
And he went further, didn't he? Like, the patent should ideally cover the best way to make it.
Exactly. Protect the most efficient manufacturing method. It's not just the idea, it's the practical path to making it real and competitive.
So you're thinking ahead, which connects to his next point, right?
Yeah.
About anticipating workarounds.
Yes. He pushed inventors to think like their competitors. How would they try to get around my patent? How could they achieve a similar result without technically infringing?
So you protect the broader concept, not just the first specific version you thought of.
Precisely. Protect the core innovation.
You know, this really highlights a common trap for newcomers, doesn't it? Seeing a patent as this, like, trophy, inherently valuable.
Oh, totally. Key, in that CEIPI discussion, pushed back hard on that. Its value is entirely strategic, tied to a specific business plan.
He told that story, didn't he? About inventors wanting a patent valuation before they even knew what they'd do with it.
Yeah. It's like asking how much tickets are worth for a play you haven't even written yet. Makes no sense.
Right. And that leads to another distinction he made in the interview, invention versus innovation. They're not the same thing.
Crucial difference. You can invent something amazing, a brilliant new gadget, but that's not innovation. Not yet.
Innovation is getting it used, right? Meeting a market need, getting it out there successfully.
Exactly. Invention is having the car parts. Innovation is building the car, selling it, and people actually driving it.
Great analogy. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. What about the inventor's own role in crafting the patent strategy? Key had a lot to say about that in the CEPI interview, especially drawing from his own litigation experiences.
Yeah, that seemed to be a real eye-opener for him. He saw firsthand how powerful or how weak patent claims could be in court. It wasn't the general idea, it was the specific words.
The claims of the legally binding definition, right?
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting. He argued that the inventor is often the best person to tell the patent lawyer what truly needs protecting. Because you know your business, you know your competitors, you know where they might try to encroach.
But he also flagged a potential issue in that CEPI talk that many patent attorneys maybe haven't actually been in litigation.
Right. Which raises the question, can they write claims that will really stand up if challenged? It's a different skill set, drafting versus fighting.
So what was Key's personal approach then? What did he tell the CEPI audience?
He basically said, look, I make a list, a detailed list of exactly what needs protection, the critical features, the unique aspects. Then he works super closely with his attorney to make sure the claims nail precisely those points.
Very hands-on. It's not just handing it over.
Not at all. He stressed matching the legal language directly to those business critical requirements. For listeners, think of claims as the fences around your property. You need to tell the fence builder exactly where the boundaries are.
Good way to put it.
Yeah.
And in the interview, he said this detailed approach has benefits beyond just fighting off infringers, right? Like for investors.
Absolutely. It reduces risk for investors and potential licensees when they see you've thought through manufacturing issues, potential workarounds, different variations, and covered them in the patent. It builds huge confidence.
Shows you've done your homework, basically.
Exactly. Which leads us right into another key takeaway from that CEPI discussion. The absolute need for tight collaboration between the inventor and the IP expert. It's a partnership.
Yeah, Key really emphasized that in the interview. The entrepreneur needs to get the business purpose of that patent's exclusive right. What exactly can you stop others from doing? And how does that help your specific strategy? It has to be a clear, ongoing conversation.
And the flip side, as he pointed out in the talk, is the IP expert needs to explain the practical side. What does enforcing this actually look like? What are the costs, the difficulties? It's not just about getting the certificate on the wall.
So it's not enough for inventors just to get a patent. They need to understand it. And the IP folks need to think beyond just the legal filing to the business reality.
Precisely. And that brought up this interesting concept he touched on in the CEPI interview, the idea of an IP strategist.
Right, like someone looking at the whole picture.
Yeah, think of them as the architect of the whole IP plan. Not just laying individual bricks, a patent here, a trademark there, but designing the whole building. How do all the pieces fit together for the business?
And that might not just be the patent attorney, necessarily.
Could be, but maybe not just them. It's about that broader view from the start. What tools do we need? When? Who are the competitors? What's the market look like? How do we navigate all that?
So the patent attorney is a crucial partner.
But as Key stressed in the CEPI interview, their effectiveness really depends on the quality of the info and the strategic direction they get from the inventor. It's a team effort.
Makes sense. Which brings us neatly to something really practical Key covered in the CEPI interview. Common mistakes first-time inventors make with IP. And crucially, how to avoid them.
Okay, yeah, this is gold for anyone starting out. So the biggest mistake, according to Stephen Key.
What did he say?
He emphasized in that CEPI talk that it's being driven by fear. Fear of someone stealing the idea. And that fear makes people rush.
Rush into filing something without thinking it through.
Exactly. Rushing without enough homework, without clear objectives, without really knowing what protection they even need, just kind of file something.
And that fear, he suggested, comes from misunderstanding what a patent even is, right? Like thinking it's an automatic win button.
Yeah, the misconception that just having the patent certificate is the goal, that it magically creates value or stops everyone. Inventors might not grasp the actual purpose or the limitations of the specific patent they get.
So what's the fix? He mentioned education in the CEPI interview.
Big time. He sees a real need for better education at all levels, helping inventors actually understand these IP tools and how to use them strategically. His main advice, slow down.
Just breathe.
Basically. Take time for that initial research, look at the market, the competition. But, and this is key, he strongly recommended using provisional patent applications.
PPAs. Tell us more about why he likes those.
Well, they're a great tool. They let you quickly establish an early filing date. Put your stake in the ground, basically. Say, I was here first.
Okay, secures priority.
Right. And it gives you a whole year to keep developing the idea, gather more data, figure out the strategy before you commit to the big, expensive, formal application. It buys you time and flexibility.
So it's like a placeholder that starts the clock. That sounds really useful, especially if you don't have everything figured out yet.
Exactly, which is often the case.
Okay, let's shift perspective slightly, like Stephen Key did in the CEPI interview.
Mm.
Thinking about IP, not just as a cost to something you have to do, but as an investment, that's a different mindset, isn't it?
It really is. The whole point of getting IP should be, ultimately, economic benefit. It should be an asset that helps your business make money or achieve its goals.
So how do you know if you're getting good IP advice that aligns with that? How would you evaluate an IP expert based on what Key said?
Well, he suggested in the CEPI interview, looking at their track record, do their clients actually succeed? Does it seem like their advice leads to real business outcomes? That's a pretty good indicator.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Look for results, not just filings.
In good advice, as he highlighted, isn't one size fits all. It has to match the client's actual goals. Like, are you selling mainly online? Maybe strong trademarks and design patents are more critical and cost-effective than a complex utility patent that's hard to police online.
Tailored strategy. I like that quote Key shared from his own attorney during the CEIPI interview. Something about protection versus selling.
Oh, yeah. Protection's easy. Selling is hard. Pow.
Right. Such a great reality check.
Yeah.
Getting the patent is just step one. The real mountain to climb is often validating the market and actually building the business around it.
Definitely. And he was also clear in the interview that IP experts, patent attorneys, trademark agents, they're specialists, amazing at what they do.
But not necessarily business strategists.
Exactly. The inventor, the entrepreneur, ultimately has to own that business perspective, understand the market, and figure out how the IP pieces fit into that bigger puzzle.
Which leads right into another major point Stephen Key drove home in the CEIPI interview.
Mm.
Market testing. Specifically, doing it before you sink a ton of money into IP.
This is huge. And kind of counterintuitive for a lot of inventors, right?
Totally. The instinct is protect, quick, before someone steals it. Then maybe see if anyone wants it.
But Key, in that CEPI discussion, really argued for flipping that script, especially if you're not in, say, pharma, where you need massive R&D investment way before market testing is even feasible.
So for most inventors, test the waters first.
Yeah. He strongly pushed in the interview for finding ways to validate the market without giving away the secret sauce, without disclosing the core invention itself.
How do you do that?
The focus initially should be on the benefit. Does anyone actually care about the problem your idea solves? Is there real interest in the advantage it offers?
Ah, so you talk about the what, not the how.
Pretty much. Articulate the benefit clearly. Yeah. See if it resonates. Talk to potential customers. Gauge their reaction. You don't need a working prototype or detailed schematics for that initial validation.
You're testing the value proposition.
Exactly. It connects back to understanding what people buy. They buy solutions, right? Not just tech specs. He used that great iPod example in the CEAPI interview.
Oh, yeah. The 1,000 songs in your pocket. Genius.
Right. Apple sold the benefit, the user experience, not X gigabytes of storage. It's about what it does for the user.
Such a powerful lesson. Focus on the customer's gain.
But okay, this raises a really important question, which Key also tackled in the CEAPI interview, the novelty requirement for patents. If you talk about your idea to test the market, don't you risk blowing your chance to get a patent later?
Good point. How did he address that?
He clarified that testing the benefit doesn't have to mean disclosing the invention. You're talking about the problem, the potential value of a solution, but not necessarily the specific technical details of your solution.
Keep it high level in those early chats.
Yeah. Focus on the customer's pain points, what they wish they had. You're not handing out blueprints at this stage. You're validating demand for a solution like yours might provide.
Okay, that makes sense. You can gauge interest without giving away the keys to the kingdom.
Exactly. Which leads to another big mindset shift Stephen Key talked about throughout the CEPI interview, how inventors should view IP itself.
Right. It's not like winning an award.
Definitely not. It's not some inventor of the year trophy that automatically brings customers flocking or guarantees success.
So what is it then, in his view?
It's a tool, like a hammer, like a nail. Something you use strategically to build success. The real reward, the magic, as he put it in the interview, isn't the patent certificate.
It's seeing the idea actually out there being used.
That's it. Seeing people benefit from your creation. The IP tools are just there to help make that journey possible, to protect your ability to bring it to life.
And he also touched on the fear of failure, didn't he, in the CEPI talk?
Yeah, acknowledging it's real, but stressing that learning from failures is just part of the game, and that understanding IP strategically, doing that market validation, it actually increases your odds of success, makes you more likely to keep trying.
Reduces wasted effort, maybe.
For sure. And finally, there was one specific IP tool Stephen Key kept coming back to in the CIPI interview, something he really champions.
Let me guess. Provisional patent applications, PPAs.
You got it. He's a huge advocate for them as a starting point.
Why so enthusiastic? What are the big advantages he sees?
Okay, several things he mentioned in the interview. One, they get you patent pending status fast and relatively cheaply compared to a full non-provisional application.
Or barrier to entry.
Right. Two, you can even draft the first one in your own words, focusing on explaining the problem and your solution clearly. Visuals help too.
More accessible for the inventor initially.
And maybe the biggest thing, that 1 year window it gives you. Time to develop the invention more, do market research, refine the strategy before the big commitment to the formal application.
Buys you crucial time to learn and adapt.
Exactly. It lets you get the ball rolling, secure that early filing date without needing everything perfect up front. He did recommend putting in as much detail as you can, though. Workarounds, variations, manufacturing thoughts, good drawings.
Make it as strong as possible, even initially.
Yeah. And his strategy, as he laid it out in the CEPI interview, was often file an initial PPA early, then maybe file more PPAs during the year as you develop new aspects or details.
Layering on information.
Kind of. And then potentially combining all that information into one comprehensive non-provisional application before the year is up. It's a flexible, iterative way to build your protection.
Very smart. Allows for evolution.
Yeah, it fits that agile learning approach he advocates.
Okay, so pulling all these threads together from Stephen Key's CEPI interview, the big picture seems to be bringing an invention to market successfully is strategic, it's iterative, it has to start with clear business goals.
Right, and it needs that close teamwork with IP experts who get those goals.
And maybe the most disruptive idea.
Yeah.
Seriously, consider validating the market benefit before you pour tons of resources into locking down the IP.
It really makes you, our listener, pause and think, doesn't it? How could these insights from Key's CEPI talk apply to what you're working on or interested in?
Which brings us to our final thought for today. Thinking about Key's push for market validation first, what if that became the norm? What if inventors fundamentally shifted focus from protect first to validate benefit first? How might that actually change the whole landscape for individual inventors, for entrepreneurs?
Would it lead to fewer patented ideas that go nowhere? More focus on real problems?
What new strategies or, I don't know, opportunities might pop up if that market-centric view took hold from day one?
It's definitely something to chew on, a really interesting question to leave folks with.
Well, thank you for diving deep with us into Stephen Key's insights from that CEPI IP Business Talks interview. Hopefully it gave you some really practical takeaways.
Yeah, some useful stuff at that intersection of invention, IP, and actually building a business.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform DeepLex, please get in contact and let us know.